Joe. Happy Halloween.
Oh, happy Halloween. Yeah, it's Halloween.
Hell bells.
Greatest time of the year, Halloween. Love Halloween.
I know. It's your favorite, isn't it?
It is. It is. Halloween, Thanksgiving, this time of year, fall, football. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Is it Halloween or is it football and fall?
It all...
Combination?
It all coincides. Right? Football starts, then it's Thanksgiving, then it's Halloween.
Okay, I just want to understand, Joe. Yeah,
no. I love Halloween. Love Halloween. Love the candy. Love the chocolate.
I knew that about you. But it's not a holiday.
Yeah, it is. It's Halloween.
No, like, no one gets it off, though.
We should, though. Like, we should have the next day off.
The next day would be probably...
Not the day of Halloween. It's fine. The next day should be
I agree.
Off.
It's like a lot of, you know, scrambling to get the kids and get everyone getting out.
Late night.
But then, like, to wake up the next day and, like, yeah, I think you need that
sugar rush from the night before. Like, I eat a lot of candy in Halloween night.
I kind of like my sweets, too, you know?
So, yeah, it's good, though.
So, what's sweet in football?
Well, I think last week we saw a lot of interesting stuff happening. So, we finished off week eight. We had some upsets.
Huge.
We've had some no-shows.
Huge.
And I think we called a few games last week where we thought some teams were actually going to step up, and they didn't. We saw some must-win games that some teams didn't have or do, I guess. We saw some interesting, we had some players step in, some backups played.
Yep.
A quarterback quit because he was too tired.
Wow.
Right?
Well, I'll be talking about that one.
That one was like...
Yeah, that's...
Wow. No, you know what? I don't get it.
No, because...
Everybody's tired.
No, football, you don't...
Everybody's tired.
You don't get tired in football.
No. But, okay, let me...
Like, you do, but...
Okay,
let
me ask you this.
You don't come out.
So, yes, I mean... Everybody is tired in football, 100%. However,
you don't tap your helmet.
No, no, I get it. You know, yeah, right. All right, but I'm saying, I read, offensive linemen, defensive linemen, running backs, wide receivers, all get a chance to sit for a snap or two, right?
Of course, yeah.
But quarterbacks can.
No, well, they only when the defense is on.
Right.
Yeah.
But you also kind of. Comes with the job.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Unless you're hurt and you got to sit down for a minute under the tent or something.
You're the captain of the boat.
You're playing every snap on the offense. Unless it's some sort of wildcat play. I get that stuff, right?
Yeah, you're in the chair. Like, no one's getting in your chair.
But why? Is it the immaturity in him? So it'd be like...
Oh my God. Like,
you come off the field and you come down. He goes right on a knee because he's exhausted.
Yeah.
Why not say, listen, something didn't feel right?
Yep.
Rather than say, I was tired.
Yeah.
Holy crap. They benched him next game. He's benched. They came out and said Flacco's starting.
I'll be honest, Joe. This is a big one for me. And I actually, it begs the extra point. Like, but I'm not, like, I'll get to it. But okay. This begs where we're at and why we are so, you know, surprised, flabbergasted, if you want to use, about a situation, about a quarterback who kind of gave up on his team. And it's very strange, but I think this is a big deal.
And he's not having a great year. A couple of injuries now, like, come from last year and this year.
But he's such a great athlete.
Do you think he's overwhelmed with this whole... I think he's ready, like, for this whole... Like, because last year was his first year, right? They threw him in it, and he got hurt.
Yeah. The franchise was banking on him.
Yeah.
Like... You as soon as you draft a quarterback in the first round.
He went like third or fourth overall.
You know what? I don't know for
Something like that. He didn't go deep. He was up there. Yeah.
Like, let's just say top 10 quarterback, first round.
For sure.
Okay?
I'd say top 10.
So, like, he was top 5. That's your franchise guy.
Yeah.
So when all this came, you know, when this all shook out, you're like, okay, he had an injury last year. You get a pass. Injuries get you a pass. 100%. But, like, give up.
To say you did.
Like, tired.
I'm tired.
Yeah, it's a very weird... Like, I honestly think he must have been out of his head to even make a comment like that.
So I think, is he overwhelmed? Is he like...
He could be.
He's just like, I don't know
if I'm the guy. The quarterback whisperer he doesn't have in his corner.
Yeah.
Because someone's not telling him the right information.
You think he's trade bait?
Ugh. Well, no, because... I don't think so. Because Flacco, as much as Flacco's going to step in for him, you know, and he's amazing at it at this stage in his career.
Great.
But I don't think that they're going to give up on him necessarily. I think maybe this is a learning experience for him. Maybe there's a guy who never had the kind of See, I don't want to give too much about what I'm going to talk about later. I'm going to say is I think there's a guy who didn't have as much experience that he needed in college, and he came into a fire for of a franchise, and they just assumed, because he's such a great athlete, that he would just go and he would be one of those players, and he's not.
He's not. It's weird.
Yeah. Not like he's the headspace. Well, the headspace of a quarterback is a big deal, yeah, right?
Is he not? Something's wrong. And when I watched him come off and kneel down, I said, I didn't assume he was tired. I said, ooh, he's hurt. Like something happened.
Yeah. In order to there was something significantly wrong with him. Yeah.
And then after the game, he's like, oh, I was just tired. I ran a lot that play. Wow.
I run a lot in the morning too, man. But I don't get what a comment like that would ever get you.
I don't get
it. It's just gonna cause criticism.
It's over. Yeah. I know. To me now, no matter what he does,
I think he just really messed up there.
He could go out on his next game and maybe have a great game, but throws a pick and then this guy's not. He's not the guy. He's done in Indy.
Yeah. That pick looked tired. Yeah. Like he threw a tired pick.
I just don't like. I don't know what Indy's gonna do. Is there something going on in Indy? Like, you know, like Luck quit. Luck retired because of like.
Yeah, I think that he mentally and physically, like, put everything into Luck his was career.
Broken. He was a broken player.
I think he knew. He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying anything about Richardson, whatever. Like, I don't know what he's thinking. But as far as like Luck, he was like, okay, I think I'm done enough. I've proved myself. I got to walk away for my health.
Yeah, I think that you nailed it. I think Luck was more of like, woke up in the morning and be like, I can't do this every morning. Because he played lights out every game.
Oh, yeah.
He hit, he threw, he did everything he had to do to win a game. Yeah. So I think he was more of like, I am a tired.
And he was the only player they had.
Yeah, yeah. And he's probably like, you're tired.
Yeah.
Try being the starting quarterback for the Indy in those days when...
Yeah, when
it was exhausting. Peyton
was gone. And it was exhausting. It was a downhill. It was an uphill battle for him, and it was a downhill trend for the franchise.
I would trade him if you could.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the guy doesn't want to be there. Something's wrong.
Miami?
Why not? As a backup, they need somebody. But anybody. Dallas? Yeah, but I mean.
Whatever our teams need, right?
Weird thing to watch. This kid is, he's now like getting benched to me is justified. You have to, as a franchise, be like, listen, this isn't what
you're our the star player does. You're the unquestioned leader.
Yeah.
You gave up on your football team.
Exactly. So.
And you're the leader. So, therefore, you need to step.
And this guy could throw the ball.
Oh, he's.
Deep. Like, no problem. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. So, he's a superior talent. Something's but if you're not mentally not there as a quarterback, guess what? You're going to fail.
Then, if you look on the flip side, you get a kid like. Well, I don't know how long he's been in the league now. Jameson Winston steps in for the Browns. And he's making all the right comments and he's playing lights out.
Yeah. How many suicide leagues just went belly up that week? Oh,
can you?
How many people? There's no one that was taking Cleveland in that game.
So
no one.
So let's jump into that game. So Cleveland wins 29-24 over Baltimore. If I'm in a suicide league and I'm looking at the schedule...
You're like, considering how Cleveland played out this year, you're circling that.
I'm circling that game.
Right? Yeah, I know.
Like was no other game that you would be as confident you would on that game.
Yeah. I'm not in any of those, you know, what do you call them? Suicide leagues.
Yeah, I'm not in either.
There's another term for it.
But. Maybe the Detroit and Tennessee, you might have taken Detroit on that one. But you would have definitely looked at this one. Yeah, you would have definitely looked at that one.
Yeah.
So, I mean... Is Cleveland at the point now where they're just playing loose football? Because going into this, they were 1-5.
Yeah, with Watson done, they can turn the page a little bit. I'm not saying they can turn the page like.
Oh, they're not gonna run it and go to the AFC, we're AFC awesome. Championship. But they're gonna finish strong. But
the stress of Watson is now off them because he's done. So therefore, they play loose. You're right. Loose is the perfect way to put it. If you play loose in sports, guess what?
You win.
You step up, and you can win.
Everybody gels as a team. You can win any game. So listen, like you're saying, like they're in a hole. A lot of teams are though. They're in a hole. They're 2-6. But I mean, as long as they be competitive on the field, Yes. Right? And like win games. I mean, nobody's expecting them to go, who knows?
No.
But maybe there's a little spark there in Cleveland. Their defense did a great job.
Yeah, I think more than anything, Joe, I think it's just like, I don't think they're going anywhere. I just think more of it's like, you know, they had such a relief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like almost like the air is out of the tire. We got to replace the tire.
Yeah.
And then they just get on the road again. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
They performed and they won a football game. Yeah. And that's what every Sunday is. You know what I mean? It's just like, hey, man, what do we got this week?
But the thing is, when you beat a team like that,
that's your confidence
level comes up.
But the thing is, if you look at the stats of that game, Baltimore's stats were really good in that game.
They were.
It wasn't like Lamar turned the ball over.
Nope.
You know, it wasn't like he didn't play MVP.
No.
It's just that Baltimore had that little extra to win that game. And kudos to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, but it's not like Baltimore did anything wrong.
No. They did nothing wrong. It's just Cleveland came to play football.
Yeah. And like, I know. You look at, who do they got back? They got Chubb back. They lost Cooper. And they lost Watson. So what do they have exactly? The defense. That's probably the only thing you have. And but they won that game.
And which bothered me a bit.
What bothered you a bit?
That they won that game. And
I think it bothered a lot of people.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean by like, and I can tell you why. Because this is going to lead us to our second game recap, which is going to be the obvious. So Miami plays Arizona.
No.
And Miami, this is their like at home turnaround game, right? Tua's back. Let's go. Everybody's excited. Guess now,
who's back.
Tua played a great game. You couldn't ask that guy to do anything else. He came in, he did. He had a really good percentage, right, rating. He didn't turn the ball over. Like, he had a great game.
Yeah, I know.
It came down to coaching.
Yeah, you're never going to throw Tua under the bus. And in this case, you can't. Right. I get it. But like you said, there's something fundamentally wrong with this
team.
Right,
but I'm just saying, but my point
Tua's not the problem.
No, but I'm saying the point is.
What is your point?
Cleveland comes in with their backup quarterback, and they beat Baltimore.
Yeah, why couldn't Miami?
Miami went through three backup quarterbacks and couldn't win a game.
Yeah, and they weren't even, they were close, but yeah.
No, they weren't. They were not even, they had no offense. So that's what's bothering me. Like, other teams are there, the coaches, doesn't matter who the quarterback is, they could coach them. This team can't.
So in Miami's case,
this coach should have been fired after that game.
Yeah, the coach, there's not
gone.
He doesn't know a next man up.
He doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
I watched him on the sideline for that game, and he looked
lost.
He looked like what I would look like if I walked onto the football field as an NFL coach right now. Lost.
No, lost, yeah.
I don't know what to do. That's what it looks like on the sideline. Wow. And he keeps calling the same plays. It's like, I don't think you know what's going on at all.
Wow, that's crazy to think
it's
he got a job. Tua has made him look good, obviously. He's got a lot of talented players. It's not like nothing's happening with him.
Yeah.
It's not like he's got good records, but you're saying in spite of himself as being a good coach, right? That's why he's had a good record. He's like, in spite of him actually being a good coach.
That's not why they had a good record last year.
He's only got a good record because he's got a quarterback that can win games.
That could win games. And listen, they lost 28-27.
You said about a lot of the teams in
the
NFL.
They lost by one because of play calling. Not kicking the field goal, going forward on fourth down again, running the same play over and over again, not giving the ball to the hot hand, right?
Yeah.
So Jalen Wright is averaging so many yards, and they only give him to him twice the whole game.
Yeah. So the Dolphins are predictable.
Now they are. Yeah. So,
but it sounds like you knew they were predictable all along.
If I'm ownership, you would have been fired the next day. I mean, at this point, you need to save your season. Nobody's saying you need to go and like.
What's the record right now?
2-5.
Yeah. I mean, you can't lose one more.
You can't. So,
like,
you
can, but not now.
Or like we just said about Cleveland, they got to be competitive every game and be spoilers, beat the teams not supposed to maybe, win some games. But you got to save it for next year. You got to build something.
Yeah.
So to me, I'd be like, out with the coach. Maybe Weaver steps up. Hey, maybe you go out and get like a Bill Belichick. I don't know.
Yeah.
But...
do you have Ross on speed dial? I mean, maybe you can like...
even if Miami wins out and they make it into the playoffs, that's coach... it's not going to work. I think they he might even lost the room.
It's already next
he might
year,
even lost the room.
Maybe.
Who knows? They shouldn't have lost that game at home. At
no, all. I'll be honest. I watched this game with you.
Yeah.
And they were up by 8.
Yeah.
And it was not a lot of time left. And it, but it was weird because I was watching. I'm like, I don't know. Arizona's not out of this, Joe. Yeah. Like
they just, weren't apparently.
And it was just kind of weird that the way it transpired. I'm like, Joe, man, I felt so bad for you. I'm like, oh my god, like Tua. It's not Tua's not the problem. Coaching is definitely an issue. And then is there something about I'm not talking about the Dolphins here. Is there something about Arizona that just makes them an interesting team because? Hey. Because yeah. they've been in games where they can beat good teams.
They're 4-4. You know what I mean? They're not out of it.
Yeah, I know. And I just think they're like the most TD totter kind of fucking team.
But Harrison Jr. is amazing.
I don't know why I swore there. But
Harrison Jr. is amazing.
Oh, he's going to be. Oh, well, he's already lights out.
Oh, my God. Lights out. Yeah. Like, what a grab.
Because he knows how to run a route, just like his dad.
My God. He grabs everything. I got to watch that. That was the first game I actually watched him. I watch a lot of Arizona games.
He changes their whole offense. Yeah.
And you could already, and you know Kyler Murray already. He's like, he's my guy.
Throwing it to him.
I'm throwing him. Yeah. And he did. So, and listen, hats off to Arizona. They won the game 28-27, but I expected totally different out of that Miami game. And every time I see a backup quarterback go in and win a game, it gets me even more annoyed and pissed off thinking how can every other team figure this out?
Yeah, like, and they can't. I don't know if. Yeah, I mean, that's a strong statement. Like, does every team have it figured out? They don't necessarily know.
The Saints don't, no.
No. They don't even know what they got until that guy goes in, necessarily.
Yeah, but you have to
But to your point, how can you be this bad, considering you're a championship kind of caliber team?
Built
how
like
can
one.
You be this bad without Tua? Like, you should still be competitive.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like,
and they're not.
Even if you don't know, you're right. You don't know what you have till the person actually steps on the field and snaps the ball. If he's a running back or a quarterback or whatever,
he might be horrible.
But you adapt to that,
right?
So you have all week to adjust to that, right? You have all week to figure out. You already know his strengths. They know the strengths of every backup player they have.
Fair. Like,
so
yeah,
you've already gone in there saying, okay, we can't do this with him. We got to do this.
Right. Yeah. No, that's true. You need. As a coach, you're going to be watching practice, so you're going to like, well, oh my god.
He doesn't. He walks around.
Oh my god!
High fiving.
We better run the ball this week.
He walks around high fiving everybody in practice. I just think that, I think it has to change from and you've talked about this with Dallas. It has to change from a GM perspective as well. The guy's been there for like 9 years.
It's a culture thing.
9 years.
Yeah.
He hasn't done much, right? Besides, like, I mean, so.
Well, you're not happy, Joe.
But I just mean like. You can't have this roster on paper with these expectations coming out of last year, and just because your quarterback didn't play for 4 games, you're 2-5.
Yeah, everyone's calling them to like, everyone's like,
it was their division.
I know Buffalo
division.
Was in like almost like a rebuild.
Yeah, and they're 6-2
anyway.
And they're 6-2.
I know, and then Miami's like, oh, they got everything. They got all the pieces.
And no.
Because you know what piece they're missing, Joe? Coach.
Yeah. I agree. I totally agree, Dave. I think you nailed it. They're missing a coach. But it to me, it was a game that I was really excited for, and it just got me like, on
me
the
too,
last
man.
Drive for Arizona, I was like,
me too, man.
Again.
I came all the way to your house to watch that game.
You did.
It was very disappointing.
And they got a big week coming up, which we'll talk about
but
later.
I like your hospitality. Just...
Good. So they got a big game coming up this week. We'll talk about that later, but we'll keep within that division. We circled this as kind of a game of the week. It was Buffalo and Seattle.
Yeah, that's huge.
And what do you think happened?
Like, well, personally, I would have put my money on Buffalo.
But would you? But you would have got Seattle to be a little bit more competitive than they were.
Yeah,
they got blown out.
I thought it was going to be a very good game. I'm not sure, like with Metcalf being out, I think that's an issue.
31-10.
Yeah. But okay. Let's just like, if we back up, we didn't know Metcalf was going to play or not going to play.
Yeah. Nobody knew. Yep. He was,
you know, if you're on the whole Vegas line, I mean, I just think that Metcalf is a really,
we'll talk about Vegas soon.
Yeah, I know. But I just feel like Metcalf is like a fundamental piece of their team.
Oh, guys,
Like Walker, they knew the next guy, like first of all, Buffalo, you know, McDermott, defensive coach. He's like, well, who do we got to stop? Well, Walker, yeah. Right?
It's not Lockett anymore.
No. So. And they did. Sure, and they're yeah, like, yeah. They, of course, but if Metcalf was playing, their whole team is different. Their whole offense is different.
But that's from an offensive side.
Yeah.
Seattle's defense could stop nothing.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, their defense, Seattle's defense, which I think is supposedly their strong point of their team.
Always has been. And I think always.
Yeah. And they got a coach to transform it again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
From Baltimore. So I think that was a big letdown for them.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But I think maybe there's something to this Buffalo team, man. Maybe there's
They're 6-2.
I mean, you can't argue with that record. You are who you are, right?
That. You can't argue with that. They're 6-2.
Yeah.
Did you see that funny stat? I don't know who it was. It was somebody on... I don't think it was Josh Allen. Might have been. I don't think it was. But anyway, there was a ton of Buffalo fans there. And they were so loud. You know how Seattle's always like really loud? They were saying that the Buffalo fans, like...
That's awesome.
They were so loud in there. Yeah. At some point, they're like, so are we in Buffalo?
Certain teams...
These fans are nuts. Yeah. They go everywhere. Team goes.
See? This is an interesting thing about the NFL. Certain fan bases travel well, as they put it.
The Bills Mafia.
There's no one bigger than Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is
bigger than Bills Mafia?
Oh, for sure.
The Bills Mafia is pretty
big. No, if you look in the history of fans, Pittsburgh is the most traveled fan base on the planet.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Maybe Dallas is up there, but Pittsburgh is definitely the most traveled fan base.
Wow. Very interesting.
The towels and you know what I mean? Like, you just look it up, that's Joe. Interesting. I mean,
I am going
viewers,
to.
Call in. Tell me I'm wrong.
I believe you. I just never would have guessed that. No, if it came down to like,
no, what Pittsburgh. Team?
I would have honestly said Bills Mafia.
It's not. Huh. No. It's Pittsburgh.
That's interesting.
Pennsylvania, man.
It's interesting. Hey, they've turned their season around a little bit. Russell Wilson.
They're
he's cooking.
Contender, man.
He's cooking.
I know.
He's
cooking. You call that one.
I don't know why I love it so much.
Well, because you're like, you know what? Like when someone's down on the mat and they get off the mat and they perform, sometimes you feel for that.
Well,
you know what
I
mean?
Just
like,
think that if you look
it's entertaining for sure.
It is. Because if you look at last year, I know he didn't perform well last year.
No, he
performed but there well, was something going wrong in Denver between him and...
Sean Payton.
Payton.
Yeah.
There was something wrong.
No, they're not on
there.
They're not even on a... Like, the head coach and the quarterback need to see...
Right, and they weren't... It was like...
Yeah, Payton wanted to get rid of him.
It was like, who's bigger?
Yeah.
Payton's like, I'm bigger than you. And Russell's like, well,
for sure.
I'm bigger than you. Yeah. Right, so that's what was going on there.
Yeah. And they both won Super Bowls.
Right, and I'm sorry, coach wins. Unless you're the New York Jets. But
yeah, and then Rodgers wins, yeah.
Coach wins.
Yeah.
So coach got his way and shipped them out. He gets hurt in training camp for Pittsburgh, and we get that story. Justin Fields has played great first four games.
Said
everybody
all the
gets
right
that story.
Too.
Yep, did everything. Still doing it.
He's
still being supportive, right?
Yep.
But Russell Wilson, he's coming in and he's moving around. I think going in, you know, good for him because last year everybody said he was like done. He was a bum. He's like no good. And now he's like, hey.
There's good, but then there's also I don't know if you watched some of the passes. Like he's been notorious for throwing those Hail Mary, you know, kind of up the guy catches the ball. So I saw some of those in that game.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. He just kind of threw it. He just threw it up there.
Kind of close your eyes and just throw it like, please, somebody catch it.
My guy got it and it looked good, right? Yeah.
Metcalf's down there, right? Metcalf's down there, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But like I saw some of these passes and I'm like, okay, like he's done this in his career.
Yeah.
He definitely has nothing to lose. Like
at this point,
zero.
Zero.
Right?
Again,
so,
playing loose.
So
playing
I
loose.
Would be throwing those up too. And it just so happened his receivers caught him. So I still think, though, long term, I mean, you would even agree with this, Fields is your guy.
Long term, 100%.
Yeah. But Russell Wilson, like, his days are numbered.
Oh,
like,
they are.
Like,
but,
I mean, it's probably this year. If he doesn't do it this year, then he's probably done.
Right. But if Pittsburgh keeps winning.
Yeah.
It's all they need.
I feel like he's going to fade a bit. That personally, I just think that the guy's notorious for this kind of like play, and it just catches up to him.
Yeah, but I mean, I like it because you're also getting people going. So Najee Harris has had good back-to-back games now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and he's been very quiet beginning of the year.
Yeah, he had Pickens one hell is of moving a
and
game.
Going on, right? So it's like he's also building confidence in everybody else in the team. So maybe if something happens, yeah, if he steps in.
The magic of Russell Wilson and winning a Super Bowl, you know.
And they
they're going to look up to him. I mean, the guy won a Super Bowl.
Man, they're 6-2.
Yeah.
In the AFC North, Pittsburgh is in first. They're beating Baltimore.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And
when you think of where those teams are, though, like if you watch Baltimore and you watch Pittsburgh,
you're going to say
how would you not say Baltimore's
the better team?
Yeah.
But
Russell Wilson's the next factor there for sure.
And we talked about it. And we always will. I think. I mean, it's awesome for Tomlin because probably one of the best coaches in the league.
Yeah, like I said, man. If there's a coach I would play for, exactly. He'd be one of them.
So, we're talking about that one. And then if we flip it to how Russell Wilson could throw the ball and close his eyes, somebody catches it. That happened again. With a huge Hail Mary at the end of the game.
Oh, the craziest one I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, Joe, I saw it happen, I was like, I was watching. I freaked out. And my wife is on the couch, and she's like, oh, my God, what happened? And I'm like, the craziest play just happened. And it was. It was one of the craziest plays I've ever seen for a Hail. Like,
did you see Caleb Williams when it happened?
It just was like, he looked it was like, so unlikely. Like, did you see? And then, and I mean, everyone did. Yeah. Like, I know he apologized. Whatever. I feel bad. I know. It's like, you're not expecting something like this to occur.
Oh, my
so
God.
Like,
it's not even a 50-50 chance.
Do
it's like
I really
a 90-10.
Need to try right now? Right? And he didn't. And unfortunately, it's on camera now.
But he tipped it, too. He's the guy that tipped it.
I know. It's insane. That's so sad.
That's why it's called the Hail Mary, when you close your eyes and throw it, because you're hoping for somebody to grab
it.
Well,
when it lands, when it's tipped, and there's only one guy
waiting in the end zone for it.
It just was the weirdest play I've ever seen. And I was just like, Daniels, his whole aura just kind of catapulted.
When you see Quinn? Quinn ran that on that field like he won the Super Bowl. Well, they're 6-2.
Yeah, I know.
6-2.
I wish Dallas would have
a win's a win, and they're rolling.
I wish Dallas would have fired McCarthy and hired Quinn on the spot.
Yeah, well.
No, I know. It's ridiculous to say.
It is a little bit. But.
Well, wait. It's a little bit ridiculous to say? Is that
they wouldn't have done it. There's no way. Ever, Jerry Jones would fire him and put defensive coordinator in.
The only reason why Dallas was good was their defense.
Yeah, it's not good.
So.
Their
as
offense
isn't
good, though, either.
I was just offended a little bit there.
Their offense isn't good.
It's not going to happen.
Never.
But I get why you would say that. But also, I'd like to say that one of the reasons and the problems of the fucking team is the fact that they won't do something like
right.
that.
Right. Oh, no.
McCarthy.
I agree.
You've been here 100% 4 years. Agree. You've not gone anywhere. But you know what? You stay on. Quinn, you're an amazing defensive coordinator.
But
probably the difference on our team. But you can go ahead and you coach in our division against us.
Yeah, but that's Quinn's choice.
I can't wait till they play each other.
But that was Quinn's choice.
Well, I mean,
he got promoted.
Yeah, but Jerry Jones could have promoted him too within.
Yeah, but at that point, Dallas wasn't thinking that their season was going to totally go the wrong way this year.
No.
Right?
No.
No, they would have like.
Although, if you think of their last game,
well, okay, Green Bay, but yeah, but he can't.
I mean, people are calling for his head right there.
Yeah, but you can't do the last game.
I know what you're saying, Joe. I'm just saying.
Quinn would have left before
that
would have
been. The culture just shifted in the division. Dallas is no longer. They're not the alpha in the division anymore. Bye bye.
Neither is
Washington.
Yeah,
and hello. The Eagles all of a sudden are coming on.
And the Eagles are, but they're coming on. Yeah. The Eagles have always been.
But your second favorite team, the
Washington,
the Washington Commanders.
I love what they're doing, Redskins. But sure, yeah. I just listen. They only won 18-15. They're lucky that they won with the Hail Mary. We circled this game last week because you got 1-2.
Fair with that,
right?
Observation.
We said 1-2 quarterback pick one first second pick playing against each other.
Right.
Chicago came off an amazing win the week before their bye. We're excited for it.
Yeah.
Hey, hats off to Chicago.
Yeah.
They held Washington down.
They did.
Right?
They definitely should have won that game, obviously.
They should have.
Yeah. You don't lose. Hail Mary is not like Hail Mary's a loss, but it's like could have been avoided.
So it was 15-8.
Yeah.
It's not like Chicago played a bad game.
No.
They should have won that game. So it was a great game.
They were holding down the Skins offense.
Right. And I think that was probably one of the best games of last week. There's one more that actually was better.
It
was
boring, the ending was amazing.
And did you see Caleb's his face when that won? Oh, he was just like...
He's like, the defense
just I can't.
Won it.
But he's like, oh, like he's done everything for that game too. But Chicago's 4-3. Listen, they're not out of the picture.
No.
They're 4-3. That's very respectable for a rookie quarterback.
If anything, they can take something from that game, knowing that they played a very good team.
Yeah.
They went and they actually deserved to win the game.
Deserved to win. Should have won that game.
So if anything, it could build like almost like kind of like that chip on your shoulder, right? It's like, oh my God, I can't believe that just happened to me. And then
it'd been amazing if Chicago was 5-2. That would have been great.
Yeah, I mean,
it's such a different record, 5-2 and 4-3. Is this such a different record?
It's as much as it's one increment. It sounds completely different,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
If you think about it,
say it out loud.
Yeah,
I know.
We could have been 5-2, but we're 4-3. You're down by a game, but it's still that like, yeah, but we're 4-3.
Yeah, the math is simple. We're closer to 500
than we are 5-2, right? So because your wiggle room closes. Your room for error, you can't lose another, it closes.
Yeah, the margins are
there you go.
Very,
yeah.
Very close.
Yeah.
I know.
So that's where it gets, I can see it. But hey, man, hats off to Chicago. We thought that was going to be a great game, and it was a boring, good game.
But it's good for their franchise to like be in a game like that and another team that's on the up. And two teams on the up. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, three teams on the up. LA Rams.
I know.
Healthy LA Rams.
Everyone thought they were like an afterthought. And then all of a sudden.
They're coming.
Yeah. They looked amazing.
They looked so good. So good against Minnesota.
Yeah.
So good.
Injuries, Joe. But you get your guys and you get those playmakers on the field that can make a difference for your team, whether it be offense or defense. Like, you got playmakers on defense, too. If you're missing those guys and they're out of alignment, the lineup, their whole team, your whole dynamic, the whole makeup of your team changes. And you got the whole makeup and the dynamic of the team changes. And as soon as you get those guys back, all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, we're like a totally different team right now.
What's that wide receiver? Nakua?
Yeah, I think you said it right. Yeah.
Yeah. He's
the crazy hair guy.
He's hurt again.
He is?
He got hurt at practice this week. Yeah. They're saying it's not like surgery, but he's hurt knee again.
Okay.
So we'll see. If it could just be like a tweak.
I hope it is, Joe, because you know why?
But Cup played good too. They all played good. The whole team played good.
Aside from Cup,
yeah.
If you look at the beginning of that game and how Detroit came out on the Rams, and it looked like they were just going to destroy them.
Minnesota on the Rams.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay, yeah.
Sorry. Minnesota and how they came out on the Rams, and you're thinking like, this is going to be, they're going to walk all over these guys. And then Stafford's like, okay, I got my guys back. And he was hitting.
Oh, he's getting out of the pocket. He was doing everything.
But right away, he's like the injured guy. He's like, I'm going to throw him the ball. And he threw him three straight times. And he was just like barreling over guys. And what's his name again? Is it Hawaiian guy?
Nakau or Nakua?
Nakua.
Nakua.
Nakua. That sounds right.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
It's like, dude, this guy was injured and he was questionable. He played phenomenal.
The whole team did.
And then Cup showing up. I mean, honestly, like the Rams look dangerous.
Yeah, they look really good. They go 3-4. Minnesota drops to 5-2, which we'll talk about that division shortly because that division is really getting tight.
Minnesota, like as we like to say about teams coming back to earth, that's a team that came back to earth a bit.
Yeah, a little bit there. Well, the Rams won by 20.
No, I know.
Yeah, so.
But Darnold, like, there's you start to see a little bit of, like, erosion.
Yeah, you start to see a little bit of human in them now again, like, to be like the Darnold we know.
You guys aren't exactly as good as you think you are.
It's like the Darnold we know. But let's go back quickly to Arizona, because.
Sure.
Arizona, you're talking about, like, you know, what's going on in Arizona. Like, you know, they've been in games, they're winning some games. You know, they're 4-4. So, Arizona is in the NFC West. And they're leading that division. So that division is now a .500 division.
It's crazy they're leading that division.
So they're leading that division with 4-4.
Yeah.
The Rams are in fourth, so last to that division. Yeah.
The Rams are the best team in that division.
They're last at 3-4.
And the 3-4. And the Niners, right?
And the Seahawks are 4-4. So 1, 2, 3 are 4-4, and the Rams are 3-4. And then to us right now, saying and we're both looking at it going, well, look out, because if these Rams start moving forward, and these other teams are struggling, San Fran and Seattle a little bit, these Rams could sit there and say, guys, this is our division. We're not losing this division.
Well, the way they played that game,
but
I would say like the Rams look like, they look like to me, considering they were playing one of like, at this point in the season, one of the better teams. They're like, no one can argue that Minnesota is like been a surprise, right?
I mean, yeah.
So they were looked upon as like a good team. So for the Rams to perform that game the way they did and come out ahead of that game, I think they are the class of the division now. Like it just flipped.
Or it's like a warning sign for that division now. It'd be like,
they're coming. Or the rest of the NFC, for that matter.
Well, the NFC South isn't, it's just in the same boat. They're all like 500. Well, not really. Only like the Falcons and the Buccaneers are 500. But
yeah.
I'm excited for the Rams. Yeah. I'm excited to see what happens.
Me too.
Moving forward with them. I always was a Stafford fan. And he looked young that game. He moved out of the pocket. He turned back time a little bit. It was great.
And the coach, the way the coach was like glowing about him was like, is it something like his, like, you know, you always wonder. McVay. But he was glowing about his performance. Meaning, and McVay, he's just kind of like, he's one of those coaches. Like, he's just going to say it how it is. And for Stafford, and I'm a big fan of Stafford too.
Yeah.
So for him to be in the league as long as he has, you know, get his Super Bowl, whatever, and then watch him perform that way. Health is always something that strong, tough quarterbacks hide. Whether, you know, like,
I'll play. Yeah.
But like he looks healthy.
He does.
Yeah.
He looked good. I'm excited. I'm excited for them. I'll be honest, when they started the season too, I was probably like, right? There goes the Rams. They
got gutted a bit. With Donald, I know everyone talks about Aaron Donald retiring.
Yeah,
but I mean, Stafford, everyone thought, like, as much as he didn't retire, I mean, people were thinking like he was retired. So it's like, and no one really thought much of the Rams.
No, nobody.
But like, I mean, if your team gets healthy and gets on a run and you have a quarterback who's won a Super Bowl, and has always been a Super Bowl caliber kind of quarterback.
Always had. Even his Detroit days.
Yeah, I mean, he had a horrible team around him, but he was a great quarterback.
No.
So that's what you need in order to win a championship.
So. I agree. And we'll talk more about the Rams in a bit, too, because they got a big game this week as well. But let's talk about the game that we had expectations for. I don't even know, I think you did, but I did. I had expectations for this game. I picked the team to win that didn't. The Dallas Cowboys and the 49ers.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean...
Oh, they just can't get it. They can't get it going.
It's just like... I feel like the biggest problem, and I've always been... You know, I obviously watch a lot of Cowboys games, but they're always slow out of the gate. Like, they're that horse that's like, am I supposed to race right now?
Okay, I'll just give it all I can at the end of it.
All right. Yeah. I'll see if I can catch up later. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, they seem like that team, right? And it's like,
I'll try harder later.
Yeah, like, I'm just going to wait for a bit. You know, I'll wait till halftime and I'll see if we're still in it. Like, I don't know what it is with this team. It's like, you can come back all you want, but those games that they've been coming back, Joe, they're still not winning.
No.
Therefore, you are a losing team, and officially they are now. So, as Parcells always said, your record is indicative of what you are. They're in a losing team, below 500. They're not very good. They have a lot of things to work out, and I don't really see them turning it around. San Francisco, on the other hand, you know, they have a lot of key guys out. They don't look like world beaters, but Kittle.
Oh, what a lights out game.
He played out of his mind.
Yeah, lights out game.
And he made Dallas look bad.
He got like 130 yards. The secondary was just
like, they couldn't even cover him.
He might have got 130 yards that game or something like that.
It was lights out. I think about 128 was about lights out. So you're right.
Lights out.
He won the game.
Yeah.
He won the game for San Francisco. Like, Dallas, even comeback or not. Like,
they even had their backup running back come in. Like, their backup. Because Mason went out, and this guy.
Yeah, so.
DeSano, you know, or DeSarno. Anyway, he ran lights out.
Yeah.
So, they're going to buy to San Fran now. Mm-hmm. And the rumor is McCaffrey might be coming back after the bye.
Yeah, I mean, actually, that's a big rumor. So,
and we'll even if he doesn't get all the snaps like he used to, it's just the like we're talking about the other teams, the confidence.
None of that, like
to have this guy back there again for the team. Yeah.
None of that. Right? The confidence for your team, but the like, oh my God, on the other side of the ball, like McCaffrey's back. Yeah. You know, the guy, like he catches, he runs, he does everything, right? So it's like. If he's able to even get, you know, 30% of the snaps or whatever, I mean, he's going to make a big difference on their team. Oh,
yeah, just to have him.
It's going to be an upswing for them, right? Confidence wise, but I think that the important thing about San Francisco against the Dallas game in general is like you have a team that's going through a lot of adversity, a lot of injuries. They can still come out and just like. They would have blown him out. It was a comeback again. It was like the Baltimore game. You know what I mean? Dallas just doesn't show anything. So I actually think that this is kind of like, it's almost like the team's given up on the coaches.
Well, Dallas, sorry. San Fran had three touchdowns in the third quarter. Three.
Yeah, you give up. Dallas not even
a field goal.
Yeah, so it's like that in the third quarter.
Third quarter.
So you're like, okay, game's deciding now, and you're just
21 unanswered points San Fran put up in the third quarter.
Yeah, bad. Like that's a combination of bad defense and no offense. So that's a bad combo.
That is not good. What did CD Lamb finish?
Wouldn't even matter. Like you better get garbage time. So you probably got like over 100 yards.
You got two touchdowns, 146 yards.
Yeah, but garbage time, Joe.
Like, but like, that's it.
Those are great numbers.
No, but I mean for the total team.
Yeah.
He can't do it by himself.
No.
You know you're having a bad game when Ezekiel Elliott gets your only touchdown as a rushing touchdown. Dalvin Cook played, though.
Yeah, horribly.
Okay, but he still played.
Yeah.
Okay. He's on the team. He's on the team.
I know. They just have nothing.
They have nothing.
I know.
Okay. They got Atlanta. They got Atlanta.
I actually think that because of all I said and all the negativity,
they're beating Atlanta.
They'll probably
beat Atlanta. I guarantee you they're beating Atlanta. So they have Atlanta.
That's something to talk about.
They have Atlanta. Atlanta's favorite, which they should be. Okay?
Of course they should be. So there's teams that should be favored and there's teams that shouldn't be favored.
That's what's going next. So Atlanta's favorite, and they're favored by 3.5, which I think is fair. I would say that's fair. Listen, Dallas is 3-4.
They probably should be 4.5.
Dallas is 3-4. Atlanta is 5-3. There's not like Atlanta's that much better.
But they are.
Right. Atlanta's at home. So it makes sense. Atlanta's got a better record and Atlanta's playing at home. So they're giving them 3.5 points.
Yeah.
So I would agree with that.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with that.
Okay. Here's the turning here's the wild card. You ready?
Yeah, give me one.
You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Thursday nighter, it's Houston and the Jets.
Yeah. Oh,
Houston
has to be favored, right?
Houston's 6-2. The Jets are 2-6 and horrendous.
Opposites.
Right?
Yeah.
And Jets are not good. I mean, they didn't even put up a point on the board.
Opposites.
They're favorite by 3.
Houston, right?
The Jets.
The Jets.
Our favorite. I thought it was like an error when I saw it, and I thought it was going to correct itself.
But it didn't. The Jets are favored?
They're favorite. I don't get it. Yeah. I've never been so confused in my life.
Okay, so I'll be honest with you, Joe. Like, that is shocking. That makes zero sense.
That's your Vegas.
Well, Vegas,
because everybody's going to take Houston on this game. But everybody, like, you.
So Vegas is going to bank.
You tell me you're not taking Houston as soon as you saw that?
Yeah. I know. So Vegas is banking on Houston to win because the Jets are favored. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because everybody.
I would put money on, like, without seeing the line. I can't believe that line, by the way. 2.5 favored Jets for 2-6 team versus 6-2 team.
I don't get it. I want somebody to explain this to me.
On Houston.
I want somebody that knows analytics and knows all this stuff. Explain this to me.
I'll tell you right now.
I don't get it.
Well, I don't know analytics as much as maybe some people, but I do know that if you want to change something fabricated, you just say this team is favored by this, and then see who bets. It's based on the bets on that team, right? So that's how the odds come. So people are betting on the Jets somehow to think that they're going to be on prime time and win this game. I'm telling you right now that I'll put all that aside and say the Houston is 6-2. The Jets are 2-6. Houston's a much better football team than the Jets. I'm putting my money on Houston.
Yeah.
Because it's football, Joe.
But even if there was something they knew that we didn't, three's too much. Give them the Jets -1. If they came out and said Jets
shouldn't be favored at all.
No, I know. But if they would have come out and said Jets -1, I might have said, okay, Jets at home, blah, blah, blah. When you come out with a -3, I'm sitting there going, where on this?
I know.
I don't understand the math. I don't get it.
You can't look at the record, obviously. You can't this is a 6. No, I'm saying.
I know.
I'm looking at something very deep.
It can't be Aaron Rodgers stats.
Is it because Diggs all of a sudden went out for the year? I don't know. Maybe. Like if that's the case, that makes no sense because Houston was a good team last year without Diggs. So, and Jets were not a good team, obviously without Rodgers, but they're not a good team with him. No, so I'm really confused. They're
actually worse with him.
They look horrible.
But I don't get it, and I want maybe I can do homework. I gotta figure this out. Ask some more people. But I'm taking Houston. If I had all the money in the world, I'd put $1 million down on Houston. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Well, if you had all the money in the world,
I would. Yeah. But it just doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand it. But
Joe, we're on the same page.
I have Houston winning this game.
Me too.
I just don't see it.
So. Yeah, and I what's the spread?
3 for the Jets.
So Houston's covering. I have Houston winning by half a touchdown.
They probably will.
Meaning they'll cover, and I win my bet.
No, you said you have Houston to win. Oh yeah,
because the Jets are favored. Yeah.
By 3. I think Dallas beats Atlanta too.
Yeah,
I think so.
I know it's almost like they're due.
They have to.
To like. Kind of fake people into thinking that they're a good team.
Look, we beat Atlanta. Hey, we're 4-4. We're not that bad. We beat
a winning team.
We're not that bad.
No, they're not really that good either.
That's what I mean. That's what I think. Listen, the 49ers wasn't going to be easy for them.
I'm so cynical.
I know. I'm tossed too. I don't think I would even bet this game.
Yeah.
If Atlanta's by 3.5, I would.
I never bet on my own team ever.
Same. I would leave that game.
Because it's like, I feel like it's bad karma.
It is. But I would not even touch that game if I was a betting man.
I don't think I would either.
The game I'm actually interested in 2 games. I'm gonna get to this one game first. Actually, I'm interested in 3 games. I'm gonna bring all 3 up, not in any order to bring them up.
Yeah, go ahead.
LA and Seattle, huge game.
I'll be watching that one. I think
it's got to be a late game.
It's got to be 4:25. Yeah, it'll be a prime time one. Yeah, 4:25 game.
LA's favorite. LA's favorite. Seattle's 4-4 at home. LA's 3-4.
They're but it's minus in Seattle?
1. Yeah.
Wow.
See, I agree with that, though, because LA's coming off a big win by 1.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's like...
That's what I'm saying. That's why I can see it, because LA came off a huge win, and Seattle came off a really bad loss.
Yeah.
So you're going to kind of give it to Seattle on that 3-4 to 4-4? It's a game?
But that's a flipper, for sure.
Which I would have given it to the
Jets.
Exactly. It should be. Yeah. But I like this game. This really tells us who the Rams are.
Yeah, and I actually hope that Metcalf is back for that game because I think he's a very important piece of their team, and I actually think that'll be an exciting game with top receivers on both sides. That'd be nice to see.
I think it'd be great. I think it'd be a great game.
Yeah.
The other one I got circled. This is a really big game, interdivision games, and LA and Seattle was too, but this one is the Lions in Green Bay. Oh,
yeah, that's classic almost sounding.
Wow, you got Minnesota losing, so they're 5-2. Now you have Detroit leading that division at 6-1, and Green Bay 6-2.
Yeah,
so this is massive for Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay's like circling this one, like for sure, to say like we can really set ourselves apart here. if we can take
but care Love of went out, eh, last week?
Yeah, he's kind of questionable.
Yeah.
That's not, like, that aside, hopefully he plays, but that'll be a Goff and Love and Detroit and Green Bay. That'd be a good game.
I
would watch that game.
And Green Bay's at home.
Green Bay at home, yeah.
It better be a good game.
It will be.
Because they beat Jacksonville by 3. But Jacksonville was moving along, but Love went out, right? And so Willis came in and threw a touchdown.
Yeah.
Right?
So that's got to be a... like, you're talking about two teams that can really put up points.
I'm excited
if Love plays.
I'm excited for this
game. If Love doesn't play, then, I mean...
Let's find out what time this game's at. Oh, so where are they? They're at 4:25. So Seattle and the Rams are 4:25 and Detroit and Green Bay.
Whoa, which one do you watch?
I think I watch...
I would watch the Detroit-Green Bay one, probably.
I'll tell you which one I watch by the... by the outcome of the game I'm going to watch first, which is going to be Miami and Buffalo. If that game turns out like disastrous, I might shut my TV off and not turn it back on until Tuesday.
That's the 1 o'clock game,
though. Yeah.
But yeah. Miami and Buffalo always play.
Always 1 o'clock.
Always.
Oh, unless it's unless it's prime time, like Sunday night or.
That's an NFL schedule.
It's an NFL schedule. So we got Buffalo, which this makes 100% sense. Buffalo at -6. 100% sense. I'm surprised they didn't get Buffalo more.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Could be an early, but like, here's a touchdown.
Yeah. You don't think Josh Allen's going to throw a touchdown? So I mentioned this game, though, because this is literally going to either put hope in Miami's season or done.
Yeah, I mean.
You go 2-6, it's over.
No, like their only credibility they have is to win a game like this.
And this game.
If they lose that game, then their season's sunk.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's 100% done.
So it's already on life support.
Exactly. But this could be, like, to your point earlier, they're 2-5. But a 2-6 and a 3-5 is two totally different records.
Like, read that. Like, you say that out loud, it sounds, like, completely different.
Yeah. So they lose, they go 2-6. You're like, that's horrible. They win, they go 3-5. You're sitting there going, okay. Right? Two more games or 500, and you build from there.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I just want to see.
It's amazing how numbers can just sound different.
I want to see the competitiveness of that team on Sunday on the field.
Yeah.
You want to lose a Buffalo? Lose. But don't get blown out again.
Yeah. Yeah, show up.
Show up.
Yeah.
Show up. And Tua, I don't know if you watched any of his interviews, which I actually recommend you should. This guy is so fucking angry.
Oh, yeah.
He has been mad since everything has happened.
Yeah.
You can even hear it in his comments.
They're kind of they're categorizing him and kind of like.
So he's pissed. So I want to see.
He definitely, like, he's an athlete. He's got pride.
But he did call it the Bills Mafia.
Oh yeah.
He said they were the number one, supportive, for his fundraiser when he went again. The Bills Mafia has been the number one, contributor to his.
Foundation.
That's
amazing. Yeah,
it's been the Bills Mafia, and he called them out on his interview this week. He said, as much as he's like, pretty much, he said, as much as I hate playing in Buffalo because it's obviously that, like, arch enemies. He said Bills Mafia has stepped up every time. They've been there, my number
it's
one.
It's good to hear that. Stuff.
It is cool because you sit there and say,
well, there's a bigger purpose.
There's a bigger picture in sport, right? Everybody understands it. So,
that's awesome.
Cool. Yeah, and then I just think that it's just going to be that, like, revenge game. That's the game he went out, and now you're back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, hopefully he just goes out and play. Like, I think he's the type to just go out and play.
He will, but everybody else has to. Yeah. And his coach has to. Very hard for him to out-coach McDermott.
Yeah.
But you better bring your A-game, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You better bring your A-game.
If Miami, like, the key there is Miami's got to get up. Like, they have to get up early on Buffalo. I always say, Buffalo's, like you said, I think you said it even, like, a few weeks ago. You said that McDermott is one of the worst coaches when it's coming from behind.
Yeah.
But when he's ahead.
He can shut any team down.
They just keep going. They slaughter teams, right?
Shuts them down because he's defensive mind. He knows what to do.
But then they slaughter them because Buffalo's offense doesn't stop. Like, they just play the same way all the time, right?
To win. They slaughter teams,
but when they're behind, like, it's almost like you said, like, the coach panics a little bit, Like, oh my God, we're behind.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. There's some good games.
Good luck to you, Joe.
Thanks. And good luck to your Cowboys.
Yeah. They need more than that.
Yeah, so the Dolphins. But we got really good games, I think. We got a couple games.
Yeah, things are definitely...
I'm really interested about this Houston-New York. I want to see how this pales up, man. If Houston wins by one, right? Or if New York wins by two or three, I want to see. If New York wins by three, bang on by three.
Oh, yeah. Push?
Oh.
Oh, no, wait. No, is it 2.5?
It's 3.
Oh, it's 3. So, yeah. That's
the first. They win by 3.
Yeah. So, that's everyone set up to fail. Because no one gets anything.
Nobody gets anything. And I'm going to die and say Vegas just made a shit ton of money.
Yeah, that's fucked.
So, I wanted to see this. And I also found out something pretty cool on the weekend. I didn't know at all. And you probably know. But I didn't know there was no coach's challenge within 2 minutes left of the game. Of the half. And the game.
Is that because everything's automatic reviewed?
Yeah.
I think that's like but they have the everything automatic that's automatic review for scoring.
Yeah.
But everything under 2 minutes is automatic
reviewed. Everything. Even if like out of bounds or like.
So, well, if I mean.
I didn't know that. I thought it was only touchdowns.
I didn't necessarily know either. But if it's true, then I guess it doesn't matter.
And it makes the game not as slow too, I guess.
Yeah. If there's a bunch of eyes on it, a bunch of robots on it. Looking at all the plays, then...
Yeah, so we got really good games.
So, I would say, you know, you brought it up a couple... Like, it was really early on in the cast. You brought up that whole point of Richardson.
Right, like the whole quitting thing.
Yeah, yep. And then I think of, like... You know, like, you think of pedigree. You think of, like, okay, well, what did Richardson have in college? Like, let's go back to his college days. Not high school. Let's not go that far back. But like, what is it that he had that maybe another player didn't have? Like, okay, so and my comparison would be Daniels. So Daniels comes into Washington in his rookie year, and he's like lights out. Like, looks like he's been in the league for like 10 years. All the
confidence, like goes on the field. Yep.
And then you look at Richardson, and you go, okay, well, what's wrong with this guy? Like, everyone thought he was something, and then he's not. How isn't he elevating his game? But then meanwhile, there's Daniels comes in and he's already elevated his game already. One of the big stats I think that is misleading is the fact that, and this is the extra point, is you need practice in whatever you do to become really good at what you do.
Yeah,
Richardson hardly played college 1 year quarterback, from my understanding. Daniels played like 50 some odd games or some crazy number of games.
That's crazy.
In college to become the QB that he is
today. Yeah.
And they always talk about like Joe, you know, you know certain subject matter probably like no one else is business because you've done it your whole life. Right. And then there's me where, man, I know stuff because I've done it my whole life.
Right.
And it's like, is Richardson not done enough of it to understand really what the game is? Because he quit and he didn't even realize what he was even doing.
Which brings me back to my point I said too. Is he overwhelmed? Like, does he just not, can't get it?
Yeah. And that's just like, that's what is interesting about this whole situation. If you want to make a comparison of a guy who's played a lot of college games, and college games are like, almost professional games in some sense now.
Pretty close now. Geez.
They're all professional coaches.
And the pressure of them.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like...
It's huge, right?
You go out there and lose a college game.
And then there's
anymore.
A guy like Richardson who looked like a phenom talent-wise, but didn't have... Where did he come out of? I don't even know.
Anyway, sorry, go on. Yeah.
I just think that there lies the difference. There lies the extra little that Daniels has over Richardson, and that's why Richardson is failing. He's just not QB ready because he never had the experience. He never had those hours that he put in that was necessary to make him that kind of player.
And from what I've witnessed the past 2 years, I would agree with you. I think he's just like, hey.
He's like learning on the job.
Yeah. He's like, hey, I had a great year
in
college.
Yeah.
But I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, he's putting up all these, like, crazy, like, not stats. He's like, you'll make a crazy play. But then you're like, where is the discipline? Where is the control? Where is the QB kind of...
IQ. Like, IQ expect. And, like, training yeah. and, like...
It's not like there.
Because I guess... Is this fair to say you mold a quarterback?
Oh, you definitely mold.
From peewee, right?
Yeah.
To, like, high school.
Especially if you put him in, like, you are going to be a QB.
Yeah. And from high school, you go to college.
Yeah.
From college, hey, maybe you don't make it to the pros, but you're, like, a backup or practice squad, but you've been molded as a QB. You yeah. know how to, like, be yeah. the leader on the team. You know how to present yourself on the sideline. You know how to do interviews. You're, like... You've been molded.
Exactly. And he's just not been molded. Yeah.
I guess he's just been...
For Daniels, he's been molding himself. Like, all the experience that he gained playing in college, Richardson didn't have. And I think that's made all the difference.
It's actually very interesting that you brought that up because I had no idea. Like, I had no idea.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, he played Florida Gators.
Richardson, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But he was like...
1 year, 2020. That was it. 1 year as a quarterback.
Okay. You tell me that doesn't make a difference? And then you're not saying you're going to do it now, but Daniel, look up Daniels and go, oh my God, this guy played forever, like in college. Year after year. Took his lumps. Understood what the game... You know, understood what the QB challenge was when he entered the NFL, where Richardson obviously didn't know. So, like, that's bad scouting on the Colts and good scouting. Well, not great scouting on the Redskins because he was going to be a high draft pick. But you know what I mean? Like, he was already considered a top 10. But that's bad. That's bad scouting or bad like, on the Colts.
But somebody would have taken him anyway. You think?
Sure, because you're gonna try to take a
whoever
talent.
Was after
you're
the try Colts.
To take a talent,
whoever was after the Colts, if the Colts took like a
sure, I mean we can lineman, go back in history and go.
Somebody would take
why
him
would
after.
You why would you draft Jamarcus Russell? Why would you draft yeah. you know? You can go on and on. Oh, right?
100. Yes, you're
we,
right.
We can be here all night.
But I think you've nailed it. Like this guy he's not
just out of experience.
Maybe he needs more. Maybe he's be a backup, and Joe Flacco would be the guy.
Joe Flacco, he should.
But he's not Indy's 100% future. It's yeah. kind of like the Pittsburgh thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Richardson's supposed to be your guy. As much as you want to bench him and get him ready, Flacco can't be there forever.
Oh. I mean, Flacco is like, he's literally game by game. Like, it's not, like, you don't even have to talk about seasons with this guy.
Yeah.
It's like game by game, he might fill in. But what's your future? Your future
is supposed to be Richardson. Supposed to be Richardson.
But he definitely needs some more schooling. You know? So man, it's interesting when you think of a transition from a QB in college to a QB in the pros and just wonder what you got, you know?
And I think that's the part that a lot of people don't get. You could be lights out
in
college.
Yeah, I don't even know if I
get. No, but you could be lights out in college, like a Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Which was an athlete. Tim Tebow was an athlete. As an athlete could be. Yeah. He still is today if you look at the guy. The guy's an athlete. He just couldn't.
There's been a lot of those jokes.
Right.
Yeah.
So is Richardson one of them?
Run around.
Could be. Richardson could be one of them.
They could be good CFL quarterbacks, but not NFL quarterbacks.
And Richardson could be one of them.
Yep.
He could be. I mean. Yeah, man. I mean, he's benched. We'll see. So we got really good football coming up. I'm excited. Week 9. I want to see a couple teams do what they're supposed to be doing. Yeah. I want to see the Jets if they win by 3. I want to see if Miami could finally get that win on Buffalo and maybe turn their season around. I want to see Dallas turn their season around. I want to see LA turn their season around and get going.
Oh my God, you're going the underdogs, eh? Right now. Let's do it.
Hey,
let's do
it. It seems like Vegas did it with the Jets, so I'm going to do it too, and I can win some money.
Yeah, let's see if the Chiefs keep winning.
They will.
All right.
Okay, buddy. We're out.
Later.
Have a good one.
See you next week.